The daughter of Indonesia's first president is emerging as a champion of political change. Megawati Sukarnoputri heads one of the country's three opposition groups, the Indonesian Democratic Party. As Michael Maher reports, her growing popularity, especially among Muslims, is antagonising sections of the government and military.
In the final years of his presidency, Sukarno's failed economic policies and growing stridency alarmed people both inside and outside of Indonesia. 3 decades on, however, the charismatic late president still has millions of supporters, a fact which has given his daughter's political career a major boost. Megawati Sukarnoputri leads the smallest of Indonesia's three officially sanctioned parties, the Indonesian Democratic Party, or PDI. Elected to her party's leadership 2 years ago, despite an intensive campaign waged against her by sections of the government and the military, Megawati has gathered support from a coalition of people who are pushing for more openness in Indonesia. As the country gears up for general elections in 1997, Megawati says more and more Indonesians are being attracted to the PDI.
If the election is run fairly and honestly, then we should get the result that we deserve.
While Megawati and her party may well increase their vote at the next general election, real power in Indonesia doesn't rest with the nation's legislature. The president and the military are in control of affairs here, and it's rare indeed for parliamentarians to openly challenge their authority. Some observers have gone so far as to predict that Megawati Sukarnoputri might one day become president. Others have pointed to the current president's daughter, Siti Hardianti Rukmana, as a contender for the nation's highest office. Political dynasties aren't uncommon in Asia, but for the moment at least, the incumbent is showing every sign of staying put for some time yet.